this morning, I will talk of what I call mercy pieces. Mercy, mercy. M-E-R-C-Y. Sometimes some of my younger people will say, well, we don't understand what you are saying. So let me spell it out. M-E-R-C-Y pieces. Mercy pieces. Jeremiah 18 from verse 1 to 6. Jeremiah 18 from verse 1 to 6. The Bible says the word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. Verse 3. Then I went down to the potter's house, and there he was, making something out of at the wheel. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter, so he made it again into another vessel, as it seemed good to the potter to make it. Verse 5. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, can I not do with you as this potter, says the Lord? Look, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are you in my hands, O house of Israel, or O victory house, or O victor, or O Victoria. You are in my hands like the clay is in the hands of a potter. Mercy pieces. I did want you to understand this afternoon now that God still sends words. That one word from God can change your life. Why do we come to church? Why do we read the Bible? And I hope one of your new year resolution is that I will read my Bible. There are too many people that have access to Bible, and they are behaving like people that didn't have access to Bible. Did you know that there was a time in the history of the church that this word of God, to bring it into one language or even to get access to it, was a big deal? It was one copy in the temple. Everybody will go to the temple. And if one person holds that copy, nobody has the copy. So everybody will have to listen. Everybody will have to listen. But now, this word of God is so all available everywhere. It's so available everywhere that people have it in their pocket. People have it everywhere. But many people don't read it to put it in their heart. Because the word of God, as good as it is not good on any other place except the heart of man. It has to come in. It has to be installed. But this morning or this afternoon, be reminded that one word from God can change your life. That's why every opportunity you have to invest into getting a word, do it. Every opportunity you have to invest in immersing yourself in the word, do it. Because until the word comes, labor can continue. Until the word comes, there will be no beginning. Because it was in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God. So every time you want to have a good beginning, you need to have a word beginning. If you don't have a word beginning, every other beginning is fake. It's not real. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. If you want settlement, let it be word based. So, ladies and gentlemen, in 2025, be a woman, be a man that presses for the word. Be someone who will do anything as long as they hear the word. I thank God for dancing. There is a generation that thinks that when it comes to God, let us only dance. I don't have a problem with that. If you are dancing to the word of God, because it is possible to be excited, and that's what happened to them in the wilderness. He said these people rose up to eat and to play. They were entertained. And some people want to live in that dimension. I want to go to church where it is hot, where it is bubbling, where I want to sweat. And we're going to sweat this morning. Amen. Well, we are going to dance and we're going to sweat, but that's not what changes stuff. What really changes things is the word of God, and the word of God that comes for you. So there is the word of God as a general body of knowledge, but there is the word of God that comes to you. And for that word of God to come to you, usually God may ask you to go to a place. He will ask you to go to a house. He will ask you to go to somewhere where is the house of bread. You know the word Bethlehem, where Jesus came from. Bethlehem simply means the house of bread. It's a type of the church. It's a type of the house of refreshment that you come to every now and then, that you participate with every now and then. It is suggestive of the fact that you need the bread from the house. So ladies and gentlemen, in 2025, if there is anything you can do, position yourself to come to the house of bread. Because in the house of bread, there will be bread there. Not physical bread, but the bread that does not perish. The true bread. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. I am the true bread. He said, Moses, when you even thought Moses was giving you manna, the manna in the wilderness was a type of the manna that I am. I am the true bread that came down from heaven. So this year, Jesus is calling you to participate and partake of the true bread. You need to open yourself to the bread that comes from the house of bread. So every now and then, when we open the house of bread, come into the house of bread. Don't be one of those people that say, well, I will just show up once in a while. I will show up January 1st, April so and so, and then December 21st. 25th or 20, I think it's actually 21st that we'll do Christmas carol in 2025. Okay, so don't be like that, so that we will not just today now say Happy New Year, Happy Easter, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year again. Should we give you all of them at the same time? We don't want to give you in advance, just be coming every day. Amen. It's just 52 of them. Just 52. How many people can get 52 over 50? 52 this year. You can get 52 over 52. Come on, come on, come on. Don't put your hands down. You can get 52 over 52. If this church opens 52 times, I will be there by the grace of God. Is somebody saying amen? Amen. The word of God. God still sends his word. Now, when we come to the house of bread, when we come to the word of God, when we come to the Bible, we're not just reading it for just the word or some word. Somewhere within this big knowledge, body of knowledge, there is a word for you. Somewhere there is a key. Somewhere something can happen. Somewhere one word can touch you. I mean, you had some of these testimonies. Somebody would say, I heard exemption. There were many other people in that service, but somebody didn't hear that. Somebody came and said, I heard it is not too late. And the person just took it as their own word. So whenever you come to the word, watch out for your word. So if I come to the word, my word is there. My word is there. Every time you are coming on Sunday, you are telling God in your spirit, as I go to church today, my word is there. That word may just be go, and that's my word. I will write it down. I will stay on it because it is the word that creates. Remember the story of Peter seeing Jesus walk on water? The Bible said, Peter said, if it is you, Jesus, tell me to come. What did Peter walk on? Was it water? No. He walked on, come. It was the word come that made him to walk. That word can become anything. Remember, the Bible says, John chapter 1 verse 1, in the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and that same word became flesh. So every word that is with God, when it comes into the affairs of man, it can become the flesh. So he said, come. He stood on come. Come became a canoe. Come became something that solidified the water. Come became something that made him to be able to move. And to prove that it was not shallow water, because some people that are very analytic in their head, they say, oh, come on. Peter did not know he was close to the shore. So if he looked well, he would have just known that Jesus was standing at the shore. To show that it's not fluke, Peter looked away from come. And he looked at his other people and said, do you guys see what's going on here? And then the Bible says, he began to sink. So if it is shallow water and somebody is sinking in shallow water, I think that's more miracles than walking on water. Because if you are sinking where your feet is not even entering fully into the water and you are sinking inside that water, then a sinking sand came into that place. So it just shows you that Peter indeed walked on water. And ladies and gentlemen, there are many of you that need to walk on water in 2025. What you are going to do is normally impossible. It's not what you have done before. It's not what someone like you should do. People like you should not be there. There are rooms that you will enter into. There are deals that will come into your hand. People like you should not be there. Your pedigree, your academic know-how should not give you that kind of thing. It is not your turn. It is not your time. It is not when these things should be happening. This is not the season for such. But thanks be to God, because today as I'm speaking, somebody's word has come, and that word means that this is a landmark year. Walk on that word in the name of Jesus. Word, very, very important. Very, very important. If you can get the word, your word from the word, there is my word. I come into the service, there is my word. Even programs like Tehillah, there is my word. Do you know that people can be singing and I will get the word? I have been into places, I have even talked to people before. I have had conversation with people. I'm just talking, me and Tribe, we're talking now. And that conversation, my D word comes to me. I hear one word there. You remember that in Luke chapter 1, the Bible said, when Mary saw Elizabeth, you thought that you were meeting yourselves. It was a family meeting and you were excited, but there was destiny calling. The Bible said, when the baby in the womb of Elizabeth heard the voice of Mary, when she heard the word, the Bible said, the baby leaped for joy. Hear me, every baby that is inside of you, and I don't mean physical baby alone, that book that is inside of you, that invention that is inside of you, that next business that you need to buy, that real estate property that you need to buy, let them hear the word of the Lord this morning. Let them leap for joy in the name of Jesus. Let that baby come alive, and this year you will give birth. There will be no abortion, there will be no miscarriage in the name of Jesus. Word from God. God sees the end word. He still send word. If you want to make masterpieces, you need the word. God is still making. What is raw material is still the word. In the beginning was the word. In 2025 is still the word. God has not improved on the technology. The technology of creation is word. When I sit with it, it can become. This word that is called bread, it can do anything. It can absolutely do anything. Do I need to be healed? The word. Do I need something academic in nature? The word. Do I need something physical in nature? The word. Is it something emotional? The word. This year, be a people of the word. I want you to make this promise to God. Say in the name of Jesus. You are not saying like you mean it. Say in the name of Jesus. By the help of God, I will be a person of the word. I will hear the word. I will read the word. I will do the word. I will become the word in the name of Jesus. The best thing you can hear is a word from God. That's the best thing. He sent his word. That's it. It's his technology. He sends his word. The Bible says the word healeth them. Psalm 107:20. But the word can also supply them resources. He sent his word. It was the same word he sent. He said, by this time tomorrow, by this time tomorrow, is the word. He sends the word, the technology of the word. Never forget that. Never forget that. You can always walk with God to create things when you stay with the word. So God is still doing word. And so this year, every time you have opportunity for the word, prioritize it. Prioritize it. One of the things that I don't know why God is doing that to me, it's kept me awake many, many nights in this 2025. I would just be awake all throughout the night. Usually it's a Saturday phenomenon for me into Sunday, but it has happened many days. And then I'll find myself just spending so much time in the Word. And I would see that the Word, as original as it is so powerful. Just listening to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, for example, just so powerful. Just so powerful. And because it's so simple, many of us miss it. We want something very big deal. You want me to come and say
Thus saith the Lord. The Lord said.
Now there's a dimension of that. But if we don't do something with what has been written, there won't be another word that is spoken. Because you see, there are two dimensions to the word of God. There is the written, there is the spoken. But for you to be able to really maximize the spoken or the revealed or the rhema word of God, you need to do something with the logos, the written word of God. You need to know the written. And let me tell you the truth. The written word of God settles more. It settles things more. Many times God will speak once, you know, to situations, but it's not usually his MO, because the written word is there. If I go to the written word, even if there is no spoken word, so to say, in terms of a present rhema, a present prophetic declaration, because I sit with that written word, it's going to perform. The Bible in James chapter 1 verse 25, it says, whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty. The Bible calls the word the perfect law. Number one, if it is the law of liberty, is enough. Now, it's now a perfect law of liberty. It's the double perfecting effect that it has on you. If you look into it, he said, and he be not a forgetful hearer. He said, that person is blessed. Even if he does not have something that somebody is shaking before they speak. And don't get me wrong, I believe in the prophetic. I believe in it. I believe God speaks. But he has also spoken. And what he has spoken is solid. I go to his word to get my word. This year, God will open up his word to you. As you plunge into the scriptures, God will open up his word to you. In the name of Jesus. Now, God told this prophet to go to the potter's house and that he was going to show him something there. God wanted to show him that he is the potter. We are the clay. He wanted to show him the relationship of potter to clay. He wanted to show him the technique of how clay turns to pottery. He wanted to show him the technique of how we get masterpieces. He wanted to show him how we get to the year that is a landmark year. He wanted to show him how God can bring beauty out of ugly. He wanted to show him how God is able to take ingredient and make a solid food. He wanted to show him how God uses processes to be able to emerge into something big. He wanted to show him something. And I want to show you some of those things this morning. And to tell somebody that you are like that clay. And to remind someone that just like that clay, that the Bible said, if you get to the potter's house, and some of us, maybe if you watch some of these pottery videos on one of these social media platforms, you will see how they make potteries. You know, there's this wheel that is rolling, and then the guy is trying to use his hand like this. To mold it, and the thing will be spinning. And sometimes, just one touch like this, they will mess up the whole pottery or the whole artwork that they are making. But if it is in the potter's house, if it is with the potter, if the potter is there, mistakes are also part of the plan. If the potter is there, mess is also part of the plan. Because if you get to the potter's house, you will see mistakes, a lot of mistakes. You will see clay that you thought was supposed to be a plate, but that plate now is looking like a flower vase. That plate now is looking like a saucer or a tray. But in the potter's house, you can never say never. In the potter's house, a bend or a mistake is only a bend. It's not the end. That means in a potter's house, you cannot talk about finality. And hear me. And hear me. What God is saying to you this morning, as we enter fully into 2025, is that you are not yet finished. Is that there is still hope for you. Is that what happened in 2024, whether it was good or bad, if I come to the potter's house and I allow the potter to hold me, God can still make me. If I come to the potter's house, my mistakes are not the last event. The potter is the one that defines the last event. If I let him mold, if I let him walk, if I give myself to him, if I don't run out of the operating table, he's going to make me into what he wants me to be. Oh, don't rejoice over me. You saw that I failed last year. I know I had this many list of things I wanted to do, and I didn't do most of them. But hear me, 2025, 2024, I might have failed at some of those goals. I didn't pass the exam. I didn't get married. I didn't get pregnant. I didn't have that thing. I didn't buy that house. I didn't buy that business. But this is 2025, and I am in the hands of the potter. If I am in the hands of the potter, there is hope. Hear me, Victory House. If we are in the hands of the potter, we have not seen the best of our lives. Oh, thank God for Michael's 2024. But who told you that is the best we have ever done? Thank God for Taylor. But who told you that is the best? Is the word of God not very clear about it? The path of the righteous is like the shining light. It shineth brighter and brighter unto a perfect day. Look at your neighbor. Tell them, say, the best is yet to come. Say it like you mean it. Say, the best is yet to come. So, in a potter's house, you will see mess. In a potter's house, you will see all kinds of things that you don't like, mistakes. But you see, there is something that God wanted to make Jeremiah learn in the potter's house. The potter can make mess plus mistake. Adding something to mess and mistake, and he will still bring out a miracle. He will still bring something masterpiece. And what he adds is mercy. He adds mercy to it. Oh, the potter knows how to add mercy to mistakes. He has been working on that clay for so long. And that clay was supposed to come out like this, but it didn't come like that. A good potter will not give up on that clay. Will just have mercy on the clay. I say, clay, you are not going to go wasted. You are going to become the fullness of what I want you to become. In Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22 and verse 23, the Bible says, it is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed. So I put it to you this morning. If you want to be a masterpiece, you must be a mercy piece. His mercy must find you. His mercy must work on you. When his mercy works on you, what you have done or didn't do will not matter. His mercy. It is his mercy that can take a Rahab, a harlot, and put him on the genealogy of Jesus Christ. What was God trying to say? God was trying to say, your background cannot put your back on the ground. I can still break you over. Though the righteous man falls 7 times, he will surely rise again. I don't know what you failed at last year. I have come to tell you, with the administration of mercy, you can stand. So, for you to become that masterpiece, just let him expose you to his mercy. So, you become a mercy piece. If you are a mercy piece, you will be a masterpiece. Look at this scripture. Romans chapter 9. If you start reading, can you give me from verse 14? Romans 9:14. Well, let's back up a little bit. It's 15 I'm going, but let's do from 11. Let's make it fast. From 11. For the children not yet been born, nor having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand, not of works. Because the other side of mercy is labor and work, not of works, but of him who calls, or not of the clay, but of the potter. It is not really about the clay, brother. Hear me, why 2025 will be a landmark year is not because of the clay, it's about the potter. The main character is the potter. You are not the character. Don't get it twisted. Because you made it in the 2025, you think it's about you. It's about the potter. It's about the one that you have given yourself to make you. Men are made. And the maker, the real maker, is the potter, is God Almighty himself. Verse 12, move. Let's move now. Verse 12, it says, it was said to her, the older shall serve the younger. What is this? The older shall serve the younger. As it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. Some people, when they see this, they say, that's why I don't like about this your church thing, about this your Bible thing. How can God say he hates someone? It's the translator that used the word hates there. Esau, have I loved? Jacob, have I loved? But Esau, have I loved less? Or Jacob is an object of mercy. But Esau, he can get there. All right? Because when mercy begins to work, mercy discriminates, so to say. Mercy makes exemption. If you are that kind of person that say, I don't like it when it's not fair. You may be telling yourself you don't want mercy. Because mercy, when mercy shows up, mercy will bypass some rules. Sometimes when mercy shows up, mercy will make exemption. When mercy shows up, you may not be able to explain it, but you cannot deny it. When mercy shows up, he may pick one house and say, I'm going to distinguish this one. Why did he do that? I don't know. But that, one thing that I know is that person became a mercy piece and now is a masterpiece. As it is written, Jacob have I loved. He said, what shall we then say? Is there unrighteousness with God? No. Is God unrighteous? Is God like frivolous like human beings? No. But God just chooses. And hear me, and hear me very clearly. He has chosen you. You are an object of his mercy in the year 2025. It says, certainly, Lord God is not unrighteous. Verse 15, let's finish. And it says, for he says to Moses, I will what? Have mercy on whomever I will have mercy. And I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. What is he saying? The masterpiece is the person I showed mercy. Is the person that has obtained mercy. It's the person that has revealed mercy. It's the person that has enjoyed mercy. And if you are here listening to me, if you have given your life to Christ, you are a candidate of mercy. The Bible speaking in Romans chapter 2, Ephesians chapter 2 verse 4, the Bible says concerning our God, it says God who is rich in mercy, the mercy that he used to love us, and it is that mercy that got us salvation. So if you know Jesus, that means you are a mercy piece. And if you are a mercy piece this morning, I have some advice for you as we begin to look at 2025. What do you do with the mercy that God has shown you and God will show you? Because mercy can increase. God is rich in mercy. You can enjoy mercy again. The Bible is telling us in Lamentations 3:22-23, it says mercy can be renewed every day. Mercy can be renewed every year. I was a mercy piece in 2024. I can be a better mercy piece in 2025. I received mercy last year. I can receive more mercy this year. Is there any posture, sir, that you can tell us that can help us maximize mercy? Yes, I can share some things with you. What do you do with mercy? You appreciate his mercy. Anything that you appreciate, appreciates. Anything that you appreciate becomes more. There are so many people, God will do one for them and they'll be complaining about one. So they will not see two, three, four, five. But there are some people. I like the brother that came and said, the thing happened about 2 years ago. Those are the kind of people God likes. You come and do 10 years memorial of how God helped you. 20 years memorial. I'm going to celebrate my the time I gave my life to Christ. 30. I don't do birthday. I don't want to do birthday for myself. But that one, I will celebrate it. Not in the old one way though, but I would do something like that. Okay? Why? Because I remember that it was that event that changed every other event. It was that event that changed every other event. Sometimes I've heard people say some things to me like, your wife is such a good person. It was that event, sir, that made that happen. Because it was that good event that maybe to be able to marry up. Amen to Jesus. Can somebody say amen to Jesus? Some people marry down. You know, Samson was always going down until he went down. But some of us, we married up and we are going up. If you are not yet married, I pray for you. You will marry up so that you will go up in the name of Jesus. Appreciate his mercies. How can I appreciate his mercies? Think about it. Psalm 89 verse 1. The Bible says, I will sing of your mercies. With my mouth will I make known your faithfulness. Make it known. Speak of it. Don't be dead. You see, sometimes some people, you saw today we're singing all these songs and all that. We are trying to make everything around us know that we have received mercy. Don't act like you didn't receive mercy. You know, sometimes some people, the way they act, they're like, I expected it, 2025, we're here. I know how I planned it. I just plotted it like this, you know, put in the right things and bam, I'm here. Sometimes God will be smiling at some of us, and just be like, "What's that guy saying? What's that guy saying? It's mercy. Sing about it." Today, when we are singing, today, what I'm going to do is that all of us will dance forward. Our offering, we dance forward so that we will sing about it. Because some of us, we always hide behind the crowd. We just do as if we don't even know if God did anything. Even if he did anything, what's the big deal? What's the big deal? What's the big deal? Are there not people that don't even know this are God? And you leave those ones. There's another category for that kind of discussion. But you are a product of his mercy. A product of his mercy. Sing about it. In your house, sing about it. This year, sing about it. Sing about it. Don't let this be the year where you are quiet about what God has done. Let this be the year that sometimes when you wake up in the morning and you go to use the bathroom, you know those ones that you wake up very early in the morning and you go to use the bathroom and you see your wife on that your bed, or you know that your children are in their room, or you know that that house somewhere along the line, your name is on that house, or even in that rented place, you rented it. Go ahead and say thank you to him. Go ahead and sing of his mercy. Go ahead and remember the days when there was nothing like that. Because sometimes we soon forget where we are coming from. Some of you that are saying, "God, you have not done it. You have not provided that one." But, excuse me, sir. He has provided this one. The one that he has done for you now, do you know that is a prayer point for some other people? Many of you sitting in this room, you do not know the percentage that you are on world ranking. You are not in the poverty line. No. Do you know that, right? Can somebody say amen? The poverty people are the people that don't know what they are going to eat when they leave this place. Some of you, when we said 100 days fasting, the reason why you did was not because it was deep revelation. It was because you know how deep your fridge is, and you're like, Pastor E, well, what God cannot do does not exist. I don't know about this whole 100 days fast. 100 days fast without my refrigerator there. Let me give you an advice. Busy yourself. Go somewhere. If you work from home, don't work from home. Or work from the home part where it's not close to the refrigerator. Because you see, some of these things, they have mouth. The food has mouth. I mean, like yesterday, I was sleeping in my house. I was sleeping. It hasn't happened to me before. At least not in recent time. And I felt like something delayed. And I said, yes. And it was smell of food. I saw my wife say, "Are you cooking something?" She said, "I'm sorry, it's smelly." I said, "It's smelly is not a problem. It is that the food is saying, come and eat." So, will I now forget that there's a time now that food is waking me up? When back in those days, if I lie, let me stay away forever. There's nothing to eat. If I open the fridge like this, wide open, all sides, nothing. You know, these are the days where you go to, some of us go to our refrigerator and say, "There's nothing to eat in this house." You know what nothing to eat looks like? When you open that refrigerator, there's nothing there. No thing. But most of us, when we say there's nothing, there is not what I want to eat. There's not what I ate yesterday. When in that day, some of us, if you had the same meal every day, will you not even be grateful to God? You know, some people have seen some of my pictures, you know, back in the day, where Jesus is Lord and is still Lord. Amen. And you may think in those pictures it was because of what do you call it now? Fasting. Yes, it's fasting, but it's not every one of it that God said we should do. Some of it was the refrigerator that told us, "Better go and fast because there's nothing to it." But what do we see today? There's food on the table, there's clothes on the back. Some of us even have a car. Is your car now? In this 19 degree today, when I was driving the car to church, I said, "Is this 19 real or is film trick?" Can you imagine? You know, and some people still have to do the bus, but this year you will get that car in Jesus' name. You are not saying amen like you believe in. But this year, sing about the mercy of God. This year, reflect on it. And let me say this one. This year, extend the mercy to others. How can I multiply the mercy of God? I want to be a mercy piece this year. Extend mercy. What does that mean? Because mercy is receiving better than you deserve. Extend it to people. extend it to people. People that will do something, they'll think you will just, and they say you can't go. Is that all? That's all. You mean you won't? No, it's okay. You can go. I write it off. Forget about it. There's no big deal. You can go. What you said, it's okay. Don't worry. Extend it. James chapter 2 verse 13. The Bible says, Sabarakara. For judgment is without mercy to the one who has shown no mercy. What does that mean? The person who has shown no mercy will not receive mercy. You see, but mercy triumphs over judgment, especially when you have extended it to other people. There are some of us, we are saying, God, help me. And God is saying, you too, help somebody now. You too, show somebody mercy. They don't deserve it. I know. They've missed the opportunity. You told them 5 times, don't do it. They did it. You should show them mercy. Now, I'm not saying you cannot make some judgment call because, you know, we are in the generation, we listen, we don't judge. Say, no, God said, judge not. He did. But Jesus said, as I hear, I judge. So, don't judge wrong judgment. There are still some things you have to conclude because judgment sometimes is just making a decision. So, what I'm saying today is, apply mercy, especially when God is nudging your heart. That is how you and I can be a mercy piece. And to end tonight or today, what do I do with mercy today? Expect it. Expect it this year. Expect it in January. Expect early mercies. God will show me early mercy. I don't deserve the job. God will show me early mercy. I don't deserve the legal document. God will show me early mercy. It is what I don't deserve, self, that will be expecting this year. It is the one that I don't qualify, self, that will be expecting this year. Because how does miracle happen? When it is all planned? When it is all the thing that I can do myself? No! I will expect the mercy of God. God will show me mercy. Look at that brother that said they were expecting that he will be sacked. But he thought this exception. He was expecting that he would be exempted. And what happened? He was exempted. Don't expect that what will happen to all of them will happen to you this year. Can somebody say amen? If there is going to be mass deportation like some people are afraid of, say I'm exempted. Some people are not speaking. Say I'm exempted. Oh, there's going to be this, there's going to be that. Oh, come on. There's Goshen inside Egypt. There are exemptions within the whole. It's not everybody that is always affected. To every rule, there is an exemption. I am the exemption of the rule. I am the exemption. I'm expecting mercy. In Psalm 147 verse 11, the Bible says, Psalm 147 verse 11, as we close this morning, the Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him. In those who what? Hope. In his mercy. God takes pleasure in them. God takes pleasure in people that hope in his mercy. I will see the mercy of the Lord. I know I'm going to see the mercy of the Lord. My children will see the mercy of the Lord. They will not live. Yes, they are living in America. They are not going to be wayward. They will see the mercy of the Lord. When people graduate, they will have to stay. There's no job. I will be an exception. I will see the hand of the Lord. Expect the mercy of the Lord. Expect the mercy of the Lord. Mercy on the road, I expect it. I expect that when I say I'm going to A, I will get to A. When I say I'm coming back, I will come back. When I join a plane, because of me, it will not crash. When I enter a public transportation or private transportation, because of me, it will be preserved. When I do and I get involved in anything, the error and mistake of somebody will not be my downfall. When I enter into a mall, when I enter into a public place, there will be no crazy terrorist that will drive off the road and drive me off the road. I will not be a victim of stray bullets. Some people say, in Chicago, on the south side, on the north side, on the... Let me tell you, the only side is God's side. The only safe side is God's side. People have been in the cocoon of safety, so to say, and they were hurt. This year, expect that any side I am is the good side. Expect that anywhere I go is the good place. Expect that anything I'm involved in is that thing that will receive mercy. Can somebody say, I expect mercy? Expect it this year. I want you to stand up to your feet this morning. A masterpiece is first a mercy piece. His mercy must work on you. If you come to the potter's house, you receive his word. There will be mess ups, but his mercy can work on you. It is the mercy of the Lord. And so this morning, if you are expecting it, just go ahead and say, Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, show me mercy. Show me mercy. Somebody is saying, show me mercy, because already I've started messing up this year. But show me mercy. Lord, have mercy on me. Is somebody praying this morning? Go ahead and say, Lord, show me mercy. There's somebody all throughout 2024, you just lived for yourself. This year, you want to live for Jesus. Ask him. Say, show me mercy. Show me mercy. Show me mercy. Somebody needs to also tell God, I will show others mercy. Not only will I receive your mercy, but I will extend it to others. I will tell people about Jesus. This is the year you cannot be quiet about Jesus. Many of you come to church, you don't tell any other person about coming to church. This is not that year. This is the year where you will bring your co-workers to church. This is the year you will bring your family members to church. This is the year you will bring people to the house of bread, because it is in the house of bread that the word of the Lord will come to them. And go ahead and say, God, I receive your mercy. I will experience your mercy. It is your mercy for me this year, to the glory of your name. Mercy, 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 mercy all the way, in the name of the Lord. Thank you, Father, in Jesus.